This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. It's January 19th, 2018, and we are live. So you can call and join the discussion, ask me questions, ask my guest questions, give us your comments. You can call us at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. And if you're not listening live, that's okay. We have a 24-hour voicemail line where you can leave your questions and comments. That number is a different one, 323-SEX-8266, 323-SEX-8266. Well, it's been another week of disappointing news in the continuing and ongoing hashtag MeToo saga and reckoning. But I am really happy to have my guest back on the show. She's been on the show before, but it's been a really long time since then. And let me tell you about her. Barbara Kareles is celebrating the brand new second edition of her best-selling book, Urban Tantra, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century, the world's first LGBTQ and BDSM inclusive tantric sex book. She has also written the book Ecstasy is Necessary, A Practical Guide to Sex, Relationships, and Oh So Much More, and Luxurious Loving. Barbara is the founder of Urban Tantra, a philosophy, an international community, and an inclusive conscious sexuality practice, and the Urban Tantra Professional Training Program, a comprehensive training program in the practice and application of conscious sexuality, supporting both personal and professional goals. She was named Best Tantric Sex Seminar Leader in New York City by Time Out New York for her Urban Tantra workshops and was awarded a 2016 Sexual Freedom Award for Lifetime Achievement. Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, Barbara.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be back, Tristan.
So I was just trying to remember today when the first time I met you, when the first time was that I took your Urban Tantra class. Could it have been 1999?
It's earlier.
Okay, it's even earlier than that.
Okay. I think so.
Okay, but it's definitely way back then.
I remember. I was doing a documentary. It was probably more like 97, if I had to guess. I was doing a documentary for Sky Channel Britain, and I needed to put a workshop together. And someone said, but I needed people who kind of knew what they were doing, you know, as you do for TV. And somebody said, you need Tristan Taramino. And then I
arrived at your apartment.
Yeah, or wherever the hell it was.
Yes.
And I paired you up with somebody who was incredibly, like, I don't know, he may have been your type. I don't know. He was older. He was, you know, you were like,
It was a good pair.
It was. And I like watched you work and I went, oh, I like her. She's really good at this.
So we have this one-on-one thing, but then I remember actually like taking your class, like a regular sort of civilian. Yeah. And I remember going into it and thinking, okay, what do I know about Tantra? And at that point, I had read some about Tantra, but it seemed esoteric. It seemed inaccessible to me. It seemed pretty vanilla. It seemed kind of straight. There was a lot of emphasis on sort of men doing stuff to women and women doing stuff to men and male energy and female energy. And so, you know, so I was a little suspicious of the whole thing. And then I go to your class and I'm like, wait, what? Because you have an entirely different approach to this subject matter, like entirely different. So for people who may not know what Urban Tantra is, I want to start there.
Oh, thank you. Frankly, you've just described where I started. I started in those white, middle-aged, middle-class, very sweet, very sincere and well-meaning, vanilla, very heterosexual Tantra workshops. That's what was available in the late 80s, early 90s. And the great Annie Sprinkle and I would go to these workshops together as a couple because we were co-exploring Tantra. And we were exploring it for a vastly different community, for a gay community, a queer community, a kinky community. And we would say, we're here as a couple, we'd sign up as a couple, we'd pay as a couple, and then people would try to separate us and put us with men. And we're like, no. Oh, but it won't work, they explained. It won't work. You have to do it with a man. And then, of course, we would do it together, and we'd go flying, and the other people there would go, how is that happening? So it was very clear to me very early that Tantra does not depend upon, and I'm not sure exactly when Tantra became so heterosexualized, because in its root forms, when it was first founded many hundreds of years ago, it was a very radical, let's break all the rules kind of spiritual practice. But shattering the myths about Tantra has very much been a part of what Urban Tantra has been all about. My intention with Urban Tantra was to create a community for everyone who felt excluded or felt uncomfortable with the straight, white, heterosexual brand of Tantra that was on offer back then. I don't mean that we don't want straight, white people in the group. We do. We just want everybody invited to the party, so to speak. And that was my intention in writing Urban Tantra, was to gather everybody under a conscious sexuality umbrella that spoke to as many people as possible and spoke in today's language to as many people as possible to serve as many needs as possible for the world we live in. I think Tantra is an ever-evolving art form and spiritual practice and sexual practice. I think the reason it survived so long is that it keeps evolving. So I did call mine Urban Tantra so that people would go, oh, how is that different from some other kind of Tantra? Because mm-hmm. I do want people to understand that this is not a vast exercise in cultural appropriation, but rather a modern adaptation of a Tantric practice that pretty much, at least I hope, it fits pretty much everybody.
Okay, and you called it a spiritual practice and a sexual practice. Let's tease that out a little because in our sort of Judeo-Christian culture, those things aren't supposed to be the same thing, first. And second, I think that most people would read that as contradictory or they wouldn't understand it. How could there be a practice that is both sexual and spiritual?
Well, Tantra says that basically, we are human, but we are in human bodies for this journey. And everything we encounter in the physical world or while we are here on the planet in these bodies, everything can be a vehicle for enlightenment. Everything can be a vehicle for spiritual expansion. Anything on this earthly plane, including sex. So really, Tantra is much vaster than just the yoga of sex. Mm-hmm. And I used to get very upset about this until I calmed down, took a breath, and realized that there are almost no spiritual practices in our lives that encourage the connection between sexuality and spirituality, or suggest that sexuality could be a vehicle to enlightenment or deeper spirituality. And most of us who had even pleasant, much less great experiences in sex, know that there's a spiritual component. So now I just say, yes, you know, Tantra and sex, they can go together. I'll speak about them that way without apologizing and explaining there's more to Tantra, because it's really what people need, and it's so hard to find.
Absolutely. Okay, we already have to take our first commercial break. I'm not sure how that happened, but it did. Okay, so we have to dig way more into Urban Tantra. We have to talk about the new edition of your already groundbreaking book, Breaking Some New Ground, and so much more. So more with Barbara Karelis when we get back. Hey, everyone. I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators' picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, somewhere where I recommend Barbara Karelis's professional training program and the personal workshops and her books is my sex educator boot camp. And now boot camps level 1 and 2 are available online, which means you can sign up and watch them whenever you want. And you can get all the materials and all the resources as documents that you can refer back to again and again. You can go to sexeducatorbootcamp.com to find out more. And of course, I have this special secret link for my listeners, sexeducatorbootcamp.com/details-discount-enrollment. It's just so long, just for you. And then you can get up to 30% off the regular price. So check that out. Raymond will tweet that link out. I'm talking to Barbara Karelis about the new edition of her book, Urban Tantra, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century. And one of the things that strikes me about what you said before the break is this notion that sex can lead us to these different places, right? Mm-hmm. That I think that we all agree that people can have, you know, people feel like they have communed with the divine, spoken or heard from the divine, had a sort of otherworldly experience, but we're not encouraged necessarily to get there or try to get there using a sexual experience.
Right. It's much more fashionable and permissible to take a lot of drugs.
Right, of course. Right, right. You can take a lot of drugs and you can be like, oh, I had a moment.
Exactly. You can. That's one. Right. It's another way to get there.
Yeah.
I have found personally that sex is my hallucinogen. Sex is my LSD. I have taken my share, not more than most, believe me, but I've taken my share of psychedelic experiences, and there is not a drug that can equal where I can go on breath, energy, and intention. That is why I practice Tantra. My Tantra often looks a little different from other people's Tantra. It might include BDSM. There's likely to be a gender fucked element of goddess knows what else we might throw into it and call part of a ritual, but it is most definitely Tantra. It's urban Tantra.
And when you started talking about these things like gender and BDSM, I mean, it was really radical for the time. When you started Urban Tantra so many years ago, it was super radical. And people were like, what? BDSM? Yeah. No, no place at all in Tantra. No, 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 no. Not a spiritual practice. No. And so tell me about the importance of the BDSM aspect, because I know that you cover it in your book and you're probably one of the only Tantra practitioners who sort of centers it in a way that no one else does.
Thank you. Before I actually answer that question, I need to go into some gratitude. And you invited me to Dark Odyssey in, I think, 2001 or 2003. Urban Tantra, the book, was in progress then, but it was by no means finished. And I started, so much of what became Urban Tantra was down to you and the way you put groups of people together. The second piece of gratitude is to my Australian community, because they followed me down erotic rabbit holes in a way that no one had anywhere else in the world. And I happen to know that two team members, longtime contributors to Urban Tantra, are listening, and I'm going to give them a shout out.
Great.
The amazing sex therapist, Cindy Darnell, and Catherine Carter, who has been unwell this past year. So we're sending her so much love and so much healing juju. But people like that, these amazing professionals in their own right, contributed so much to this work. And now the BDSM aspect, amazing practitioners all over the world are combining kink, BDSM, and Tantra and conscious sexuality in these incredible ways. Yes, I do think that I kind of lit the match on bringing that above ground. It was going on, but no one was talking about it because Tantra and BDSM sounded like such opposites. Mm-hmm. But the story's in the book. You can buy the book. It's a really good story. But it involved one of the high priestesses of BDSM, Raelynn Galina, who's no longer on the planet. I watched Raelynn Galina do a piercing scene one day. And a play piercing scene. And in watching her do it and how she did it, I just looked and went, oh my God, they're doing the tantric heart mudra. They're just doing it with needles. And it just, everything in my body did this quantum shift. And I went, oh my God, there's no separation. Mm. It's all down to the intention. And from that moment on, there was no going back. And I have been lucky enough to have worked with, played with, talked with, philosophized with, played with again, some of the world's great edgewalkers in terms of spirituality and intense sensation, spirituality and power exchange. And I am grateful to each and every one of them who helped me be able to crystallize those two precious arts into something that became one in Urban Tantra.
So that's the other thing, is I think this book, for folks out there who are saying, I'm a hardcore leather person, I'm really into BDSM, so this might not be up my alley. I'm here to tell you it's totally and completely up your alley.
You know what I mean?
Like that if you are looking to deepen your BDSM practice, if you are looking to have a language to describe experiences you've already had and ones that you would like to create again and experience again, this book is for you.
I got a call while I was writing it, Tristan, from the second edition. And I was deepening the BDSM chapter and expanding it. I got a call from the BDSM Book Club of Lexington, Kentucky, and their book was Urban Tantra that month. And so we had the most wonderful meeting. I thanked them in the acknowledgments. I asked them what they would contribute if they had a paragraph. And they gave me some amazing suggestions because, as you say, apparently what I had said thus far in the book had touched them deeply in their relationships in their play, which I am so happy about.
And you mentioned this Australian contingent, and people should know that you teach these professional programs all over the world. You've been in Europe, you've been in different parts of Europe, you've been in Australia, you've done them in the States. Is there a different approach to sexuality as you go from country to country? Do you feel very clearly defined differences?
That's a good question. On some intrinsic level, the people who come to the Urban Tantra Professional Training Program seem connected by an invisible web. And in fact, the challenges they face are different depending on which country they're in. But the heart and soul of the work they want to do is exactly the same. So it's a worldwide community. And that's what it's become. A few hundred linked souls who, partially by my design, can stay linked because we have mechanisms after the course is over that intentionally keep people folded into a community where they can share and get support and, you know, ask for and give inspiration. It's this whole Urban Tantra has been such an affirmation of the cliche, if you build it, they will come.
But so when you get in the room with these educators, do you feel like they have different biases based on the country they're living in? They have different experiences of growing up culturally with the messaging they got? To some extent, yes.
Yes. We will sometimes hear, no, sorry, that's an American problem. And that's often to do with legalities and stuff like that. Race is an interesting one. Race is the different levels of race, racism, and the work that needs to be done with race is a little bit different. America being founded, grown by slaves, the history is so deep in this culture. That may not be the case in, say, London. There's a different vibe around that. Although racism is racism everywhere in the world, it's just a nuance, but there is a difference. I think people always say, oh, in Sweden, everybody must be so free. And you know what? Anybody who grew up in a Judeo-Christian culture of any kind ain't that free. So I think the differences are much smaller than the similarities, quite honestly.
That's interesting.
Although, if they are working professionally with sexuality, the laws in different countries can create a vast difference.
Okay, that's a good point, too. Okay, we have to take another break. Before we go, I want to tell folks what's coming up at the Pleasure Chest. You guys know the Pleasure Chest sponsors this show, supports my work unconditionally, and I love them to death. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so you better get your ass to thepleasurechest.com or one of their stores so you can get something nice for yourself and all the people you love and fuck. Let me tell you the classes that are coming up. In Los Angeles, January 24th, Bottoms Up, Submission 101 with Coco and Isabel. In New York City, they've got a full lineup. January 24th, Pussy Pleasing with Ryan. January 25th, we'll look at this, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century with Barbara Corrales. That's right. Barbara is having her book launch party January 25th, New York, the Upper East Side location of Pleasure Chest, and she'll do a mini workshop also. And then a few days later, January 29th, Rope Bondage Sex Tricks with Midori. In Chicago, January 24th, Ultimate O, Multiple Orgasms with Antoinette Elizabeth. Go to thepleasurechest.com to find out about these events and more. And if you're in New York, you should absolutely go meet Barbara and buy her new book and get it signed. Stay with us. We are going to keep this conversation going after we hear a few commercials. Hey, everyone. I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at PuckerUp.com. That's Tristan at PuckerUp.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with educator Barbara Corrales about the second edition of her book, Urban Tantra, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century. Barbara, when you sat down to do the second edition of this book, and it's been out for a while, and you've gotten feedback, and you've been teaching, what were some of your priorities in terms of things you wanted to cover that you felt like you didn't get to the first time around?
Well, like I just said, I was able to go much more deeply into BDSM because enough people had walked the line that includes the two and wanted more from me. So that was certainly one of the first. But far and away, the overarching issue that needed expansion was gender. Gender had exploded in the past 10 years. When I first wrote Urban Tantra, I knew it. In my world, had already been a gender explosion. Mm-hmm. I just didn't realize how much of one bigger one was coming. And I tried to, I would say things like the erotic awakening massage for people with pussies, as opposed to saying women, to acknowledge that gender fluidity might mean that someone who identified as a woman may not have a vulva and a vagina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. However, we're so much further beyond that. And in my professional training program, there is always a strong gender inclusive contingent and curriculum. And they were asking me, the trans members of the my community were saying, don't you have an erotic awakening massage for non-binary, neither male nor female, where gender mm-hmm. doesn't matter? And I kept encouraging them to create one. You know, take mine, do what you, and they didn't. And so I finally went, okay, then I'll do it. And they, and in between, I believe it was London and Australia. Australia was the first one, because everything premieres in Australia in my world. I created one for gender-free bodies or gender non-conforming bodies, and I have since filmed it. So if anyone would like to see what an erotic massage looks like on a gender non-conforming body, just hop on over to BarbaraCarellis.com and in online sex classes, you'll get taken straight to it. But I wrote about that in some depth because it's an entirely new way of looking at sex and sexual response. If you take away our gender assumptions, everything changes. We suddenly are paying attention to emotion and breath and communication, and we have to stop assuming that this body part is going to react this way if I touch it this way, because it's a fill in the blank. And we start looking, and this was based on Cindy Darnell's Atlas of Erotic Anatomy and Arousal. We started looking at where is there a tissue called a glans, no matter what the shape of your genitals is. Well, that would be a clitoris, the head of a clitoris, the head of a penis, or any similar structure. And, you know, where's the shaft that most everyone has? Where are the legs? Where's the bulbs? What's the anatomy? Let's work with that. And because all our erotic tissue is the same, and even though it started off the same. So anyway, the massage is intriguing because in creating a massage, an erotic massage for a supposedly small community, I wound up creating an erotic massage that works on absolutely anyone, just in a different way. But it is intended for the gender diverse community.
I think that's fabulous. And of course, I think that's where the future is going. But it does pose a sort of conundrum for those of us who deal with bodies and genitals, right? Of how to make our work more inclusive of different kinds of bodies and of different gender approaches. And I also like that you said that, you know, we have to drop these assumptions about that this corresponds to this, this corresponds to this. You know, so much of that is our cultural programming.
That's
right. It's about how we see, like, quote, women behaving sexually and women's bodies behaving sexually and right. men's bodies behaving sexually. Yeah, I mean, it also makes me think of all the opportunities to also deal with a cock that might not be hard.
That's right.
Because I feel like whenever we talk about techniques, it's about like getting someone hard or keeping them hard, you know, in you know, mainstream sort of sex education,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's like, there's a hard cock. If there's a cock around, it's hard. So this also makes me think, oh, wait, now we can like talk about pleasure on non-hard cocks, there certainly isn't enough of.
Yeah. One of the reasons I expanded the erotic massage section was because there was such a need for a different way of having sex if penis in vagina intercourse was no longer interesting or possible for you. And it's the question I would get asked the most often. And a friend of mine wrote a little book. I think it's out in ebook, 101 Things to Do with a Limp Dick, that it's like, thank you. Some humor, some creativity. There are 1,000,005 ways to be erotic and have sex. And we're told we're broken if we can't or don't want to do one, two, or three flavors of all that 1,000,005.
But I think that's part of your core message. I mean, I've seen you teach dozens and dozens of times. And I feel like one of your things is about the expansiveness of sexuality, right?
As Liz Hay used to say, the totality of possibilities, to which I simply add of sex and spirit.
like a fortune cookie, you just add in the bedroom.
That's right.
because you, like, you definitely, the ways in which you imagine sex are beyond the ways in which most people talk about and imagine sex.
Yeah, that's true.
And how did you come to be that sort of visionary to think about sex in ways that no one else thinks about?
You want to hear a really, I'll make the story short. I'm 7 years.
You can make the story long.
I'm 7 years old. And a nun in my first communion class starts going on about how when we receive first communion, that we will be taking the body and the blood of Jesus into our body. And they would get, these nuns would get so excited that it was like they were sexually excited. Of course, I didn't know that. I was seven. But it was what I now recognize as that kind of passion, which is great. So I had this mystical communal vision of what First Holy Communion would be. I was going to mind and body meld with this great God, and I would be transformed, and it was going to be amazing. It was going to be the most amazing experience of my life. And of course, I get to the church, and the day goes very badly, and I get into a pushing fight with one of the boys, and I trip in my slippery new shoes. And when I finally get to First Communion, nothing happens. Nothing happens. I was pissed. And I went into my backyard, and I was seriously distraught. I was in tears. I felt betrayed. I felt lied to. I felt bereft because there was no God, because he didn't come to me. And I started just kind of rocking back and forth because it made me feel better with my legs around this tree limb. And I had an experience that was orgasmic, but also bigger than orgasmic. Like some, it's kind of like, this isn't it exactly, but it's kind of like some cloud opened and a voice said, "It's going to be okay, honey. It's going to be okay." But it was sort of coming from my little 7-year-old clit and above, and there was my magic experience. And I went, "Oh, I've been looking in the wrong place." So it
that
started.
Is so yeah. Intense. I've never even heard that story. And I've heard a lot of your stories, Barbara.
I had to save a new one for you.
Oh my God. Well, also then just you've collaborated with Annie Sprinkle on so many things. And now Annie Sprinkle is an ecosexual and this involves a tree. I mean, there's a full circle thing coming
there
around
is,
in my brain. That's
that.
Like really making sense to me or something. Now I heard that in addition to this, this newly released second edition, there's an audio version coming.
Yes. Yes. Finally, all these years. Thank you, Tantor Publishing. On February 2nd, the audiobook that has been so long awaited by so many fans of this book will be released. And I don't have more details than that. It will appear on Amazon. But if you want to just go to my website, BarbaraCarellis.com, and sign up for my mailing list, you'll get the announcement of where it is, when it is, especially for you international listeners, where it's going to show up in your corner of the interwebs. And then, you know, sign up for the mailing list. You like what I send, great. You don't, you can unsubscribe. But in the meantime, you'll hear about the audiobook. And also, you'll hear about some new recorded meditations that people have asked me to do, like one about how to have a breath and energy orgasm. That'll be out soon. It's in the editing phase now. So a lot more audio stuff, audio and eventually online video stuff is coming up.
Well, that's great because I really do know a lot of people these days who listen to their books.
Exactly.
You know, and are able to actually, you know, read a lot of books and get a lot of information at a great speed if they're like a commuter of any kind. Right. Whether
yes,
it's public
exactly.
transportation or driving, people are like, I can just fly through these books because they're recorded and I
and
can still
for
be
people who
you know,
wanted to do exercises, you know, while they're at home, they can just go to that particular place and we will talk you through the exercise. You don't have to try to read and do it at the same time.
Oh, that's a great idea, too. So it's sort of like you're in the room teaching. And they don't have to sort of like pick up the book, put down the book,
right,
pick up
right,
the book,
right,
put down the
right.
book.
But there's
they
so
can
much
just like
the
tell
book.
Alexa, play Barbara Carellis's Urban Tantra.
Yeah. You know, plain breath exercise, page 3, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if Alexa has read your book and if she can do it like that, but
she'll get there.
Yeah, she'll get there totally. Alexa at this point just turns herself on automatically in my house. It's so weird. I was just on the other phone the other day, and Alexa was like, "Hey, I found some music you might like," and started playing Elton John.
You have to tell her to turn herself on.
Okay, I'm telling you, I was in the other room. Alexa said, "Hey, I found some music you might like," and she just launched into Elton John. And it's not that I don't like Elton John. It's that, Alexa, what the fuck? Like, I'm on the phone. I'm actually, like, on a work call. If you could, Alexa, turn that off.
I was told that Alexa couldn't spy on you because she couldn't turn herself on. Something's funny here.
No. And also, you know, when the Alexa commercial comes on, like, on Hulu, there's an Alexa commercial, and then Alexa starts talking to the Alexa on the TV.
No.
Oh, yes. She hears herself, and she's like, "What? Have you called Alexa? I'm here at your service." And we're like, no, that was the TV. Like, you know, the dog knows the difference between the TV and real life, but you, Alexa, don't. Okay, I've completely digressed.
Which is why we need dogs more than we need Alexa.
Yes, absolutely. Amen to that. Okay, we're going to take another break and just give your ear holes a break from Alexa or something. I do want to tell you that my show is coming up very soon on my experience at Swing Set Takes Over Desire, which was in November, and it's happening again, and you can be part of the fun. It was an extraordinary transformative experience for me. I loved every minute of it. You can go to ssdesire.com and find out all about it and book your spot. Stay with us. We will talk more about Urban Tantra and less about Alexa when we return with Barbara Corrales. Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, I've got a live event coming up February. I don't want to get the date wrong, so I have to look. It's at the Pleasure Chest. It's in Los Angeles, and it is February 7th. Okay, so check that out. More details to come. And then if you're in the South, I want to encourage you to come to this fantastic, fantastic conference that's happening. It's called Southern Exposure, Revealing Our Hidden Biases About Sexuality. It's a conference, and before the conference, there's a SAR. It's in Asheville, North Carolina, April 4th to the 7th. And I feel really honored. I am one of four main speakers at this conference. I'm the only one who doesn't have essentially an MD or a PhD. And I feel like when health professionals, you know, invite sex educators without these traditional degrees to come in and talk from our experience and talk about our expertise, it's really important to support them. So I'm psyched about these organizers. I'm psyched about the lineup for this. And hopefully I'll get to meet some of you in Asheville, North Carolina. I am going to tweet out, well, not me, Raymond. Raymond's going to tweet out the link to the event. Southern Exposure, April 4th to 7th, Asheville, North Carolina. Okay, so you, when you went back to the book, you're like, okay, I'm going to update it. I'm going to go deeper into gender. I'm going to do the massage stuff. I'm going to do more on BDSM. What else is new about this edition?
I wanted to be more inclusive in the book, as I now am in workshops of different kinds of relationships. People in multi-partner relationships, asexuals, aromantics, everybody who's doing it just a little differently. So as I went through all the exercises, every place I saw a possibility to suggest something new for one of these and many demographics, I took it. And I said, like in my workshop, when we do eye gazing, how can you imagine doing eye gazing with three? Well, you could have two people eye gazing and the third person could be witnessing the power of that eye gazing. The connections can be just as strong. Or let's say you've got two couples. How would that work? When do you work as four? When do you work as a couple? How does the energy move? Because in Tantra, we're always looking at where the energy is moving. It's why we can build it to get so high, is because we're paying attention to where it is. And where's the energy moving between two people, between three people, between four people? Or what are you looking for from a tantric connection? Well, I'm asexual, but I want intimacy. Okay, so then we can find some practices that work with that intention. Or can be the same for aromantic, but not asexual. So I just try to hold the door open for possibilities for not only people that I'd already spoken to or worked with, but for the ones I hadn't met yet. Because my intention with Urban Tantra is that it always be ahead of its time, is that it always ask questions like, what's next? Where is there more? And so I've done that, I think, I hope, with this issue. I've kicked it out ahead a few years again. The other thing that I'm really, really passionate about these days is that it has to be bigger than us. I mean, it is wonderful if we get a lot of pleasure and we get more spiritually realized. But with that comes some responsibility to share that or pass that on to others or to use that energy to be more socially responsive and to look toward how we can use what we've been given, what we're privileged to have, and most people with a tantric practice have some kind of privilege in order to have that. How can we reach out and share that privilege or use that privilege with others so that they too can have more pleasure, more self-actualization, more empowerment in their lives? So that's another big intention.
I love this piece because I do feel like sometimes, certainly this could be said of tantric sex and or sex in general, you know, people will say, I don't sort of have the luxury of eye gazing for 3 hours before a great genital massage because I'm working two jobs.
Thank you.
In survival mode. My life is not structured in a way that I can devote an entire weekend to tantric sex practice.
Yeah, exactly.
And how to sort of counteract that narrative and how to make what we do as sex educators more accessible and less about you've got to have a certain amount of money and a certain amount of time to devote to this. And maybe I'm kind of in your other book territory. Ecstasy is necessary, right?
Oh, no, you're still very much in this one too. Although, yeah, ecstasy is necessary. I think of that as a companion piece to Urban Tantra. So if you read and liked Urban Tantra, you'll love Ecstasy is Necessary. But I think, back to what we were talking about, I went off on the Ecstasy is Necessary track. What I've tried to do in the book is put in lots of exercises that can be done, that I've broken down so that they can be done without a lot of time, where you can learn them quickly and use them when you need them without, as you say, devoting 4 hours to eye gazing on a Saturday that you don't have. Also, things like single parents, practices that are just for one, where you can get an experience of Tantra and a full one without a partner is, I think, another really important thing. And then, of course, there's my sex magic chapter, which has been expanded slightly, which really suggests that you can use your sexual energy in ways to empower yourself and to bring your focus, energetic focus, whether you consider it a prayer or an energy transfer or something else entirely, out into the rest of the world for everybody's betterment and healing and for the expansion of compassion for all on the planet.
Hmm. Well, that's a great way to end. What else is there? Okay, except I want to quickly, before we run out of time, talk about your professional training program, because that may have piqued some listeners' interests. And how do they find out when the next one is and where, I guess, in the world it is?
The next one is going to be starting July 23rd in upstate New York at a beautiful retreat. By the way, people, a perfect combination is Tristan Sex Educator Bootcamp and the Urban Tantra Professional Training Program. Those two together will not only rock your world, they'll set you up in this field. So I encourage you to do both. And please get on my mailing list, because we're going to be we're redoing the Urban Tantra Professional Training Program website now, and we will be announcing the opening of registration for the next United States program in July momentarily.
And is space limited if it's in this nice, wonderful retreat in upstate New York?
And it's also limited because we provide a huge amount of personal attention. So we keep the numbers small so that you get all your needs and wants met.
Okay, so people should sign up early.
Yeah.
July feels far away, but it's not that far away.
It's not that far away.
Okay, good. I want to remind people that you are at BarbaraCarellis.com. Barbara's also on Instagram and Twitter at Urban Tantrika, and on Facebook at Barbara Carellis Urban Tantra, all of those words. Thank you so much for being on the show, Barbara. I really appreciate it. I love
you.
I love you too. Thanks for those kind words about my boot camp. Remember, everyone, Barbara Carellis is the author of the newly released second edition of her best-selling book, Urban Tantra, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century. You can find it wherever fine books are sold, and it makes a great Valentine's Day present, just saying. Okay, I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, who has really been live tweeting the hell out of this show, hasn't he? We have to give him props. We really do. And recently, I had a listener send me an email and say, you know, when Raymond fills in for you, he's really good. So I meant to tell you that, Raymond. I'm telling you now that someone really likes when you fill in for me. Announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, I'm sending you love and healing energy. Matt, my engineer, everyone at Voice America, tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the show. Tomorrow in Los Angeles and all over the world, we will be at the Women's March. I'll be at the LA Women's March if you want to come up and say hi. And I know lots of us will be marching in our various towns and cities. If you want to catch me on Facebook, go to facebook.com/asktristan. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Sex Out Loud Radio. And in the meantime, please take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.